Amen. Thank you, Lord. I have the mind of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Well, Lord, ditto what I just said. And I praise you and I thank you for all that you're going to do tonight in the name of Jesus. And Lord, let this word that we go through tonight be a blessing to all that listen tonight and all that participate in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody else want to pray? Or have another testimony? Yeah, Anna, go ahead.
I can't. Elisha wants to share a little testimony.
Okay.
Good. Usually we wouldn't complain because it was too long at Kate's Cove, but we both did so good, and there's not a single complaint. And it felt really short, and we saw lots of bears, like 20 something. And Angelica rode by a mommy bear, and three cubs went on the road when she was riding bike.
And the bear did not attack her.
Nope, they just walked by.
Oh, okay. Praise
Like she
God.
wasn't even there.
Okay. Praise God.
I want to
That's
add to that
awesome.
a little bit. So where we
Yeah.
rode bike, it's like really hilly in some spots, and it's 11 miles. Excuse me. And so it's kind of a long ways for Elisha at being six on his own He
bike.
bought. Well, I think it would have been, but the Lord really blessed him. Enjoyed it. We just, yeah, he just enjoyed it. He did great. He didn't complain. He didn't have trouble. The first time we took Obi, he was also six. So, for some comparison, and he was like pushed to his limit. And we were like 2 miles still from finishing. And he was like, I can't go anymore. I have no more strength left. And of course, we prayed for him and encouraged him. And it was like, the Lord is your strength. But now you rely on the Lord. And the Lord had given him strength again, and he made it. But
Praise
Elisha,
God.
we were just praying, thank you, Lord, like he's going to make it, and everything was good. And then the Lord just so blessed us. Shoshana was praying we'd see some bears. Last time, I think we saw like three. Three or two. And this time, we saw 20 bears. And every time we'd see one, Shoshana would be like, just like I prayed. And and then Angelica saw a headline about that they were shutting down some of the hiking trails there because of the bears being aggressive toward people. Is it mating season? No, it's not mating season. But probably because people get so close. And so we really weren't in any danger even getting really close to the bears because there was always people closer. I hate to say it like that, but let me see if you can see this picture. This is how close we were. There's Alexa. I was right behind her, and there's the bears. It's a one-lane road. Where's the bears? See the little bears in the back, that little black spot in the tall grass? Like we had to ride right past them a couple
Oh, okay.
times. So we were super close, but it was such a blessed time. The weather was just absolutely perfect. And then, oh, one more thing. The parking is crazy out there because they only
The what
shut it
is?
down, the parking,
Oh, okay.
because it's one day a week in the summer for biking. People come out of state and there's not that much parking. So we were like, thank you, Lord. We are going to get a spot. We're going to get a spot together because we had two cars. And we get through and there's nothing. And there's a guy coming down, and I roll down my window. I was like, hey, is there any parking spots over there? He's like, we got the last one. Good luck. I said, the Lord's going to make us a place. And he just laughed. And so we go around the loop, nothing, nothing, nothing. The ranger says, good luck. I said, the Lord's going to make us a place. And I'm coming back down the loop because there's still a campground where we could check out the parking. And as I'm coming down, there's this RV taking up four spots backing out. And
Praise
so
God.
the lady's like, we're gonna be too long, because the guy was not doing a good job about backing out because there's like these big rocks. And she's like, we're gonna be too long, just go past us. I was like, nope, I'm not, I'm waiting right here. And I was like, Lord, please don't let people start backing up behind us and getting upset. And nobody came behind us. And I was like, Lord, help this guy, because he did a really good job backing out. And then he'd go forward right where he started. And he kept doing that. And I was like, Lord, like, help, have the angels help this guy or something. And then all of a sudden, two seesaws, and he was out. And we whipped in
Praise
there.
God.
And so the Lord just blessed everything. It was just such a great time. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of them too. Amen. I'm so glad y'all had a good time. All right, Missy, go ahead.
I have a testimony. Michael put up, there's five things E.W. Kenyon said that the Holy Spirit, five words that the Holy Spirit likes. So I read through that. I wasn't feeling good yesterday. And this was last evening when I was reading it. And I got to the towards the end where it says about, put your hands up and declare, blah, 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 whatever. And I was in the kitchen and I did that and I thanked the Lord and then I came over here on my tablet and did another suggestion, which I'm like, they didn't have cell phones in E.W. Kenyon's time. So I know that was something that somebody put in there. But anyway, so I did what it suggested. Let me show you. I put it on my wallpaper on my lock screen. Anyway, it says believe, receive, command, declare now. And I put that on my tablet too. And but anyway, so I came over and I wasn't feeling good at the time, like I said, and I made that declaration and I just didn't think a whole lot about it. I did it and I believed it and I came over and as I was working on trying to make that up on my tablet so I could send it to my phone and put it on my phone too and all that. It was like I was like at some point I realized I feel better. That's all gone. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So that's my testimony.
Amen. Okay, Anna, go ahead.
Elisha is insisting one more little piece of his testimony be shared.
We saw three deer in the
Three
wood,
deer, awesome.
but they didn't have antlers.
Oh, man. What are we looking at there?
Pull the screen.
I was hoping you guys could see this, but just see how pretty it is there. But I don't know if it's gonna show. Oh, I almost had it right there.
That is pretty. Very green.
Amen.
Yeah, it's so nice. Hang on.
Brandy and the boys and the girls.
Yeah, amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, anyone else? Somebody put something in the chat. Oh, Julie reminded me. Okay.
What'd you lose, Michael? Or
My
would you
phone.
misplace? Oh, it's there somewhere.
Yeah, it's here somewhere. Okay, anyone else got anything? What I wanted to tell you today is as they all went to the wonderful bicycle ride up there, three of us stayed back behind for whatever reason. It was no big deal, and we went over this five words the Holy Spirit loves, and we just had a Holy Ghost party. I'm telling you, it was awesome. Anna, you should have been there. I'm telling you, we did. You heard it? Where'd you hear it at? Oh gosh. Anyway, and I decided then that I wanted to go ahead and go over the same thing tonight. So I put the whole thing in what's the name of that chat, Julie?
I think it's
Test
testimony
testimonies. Yeah.
and words and testimonies or something like that.
Yeah. Testimony and words.
Testimony and words. And that's where Missy put her little declaration in agreement right below it. I texted you, Michael, and I heard the text go off, so
Where'd
it
you
must be
hear
on your desk. Maybe it's by your microphone somewhere.
it? I'm looking at it. There's nothing there. Okay, I ain't gonna worry about it. Much. All right, anyone else got anything they'd like to speak about? Now's the time. And what this thing is it's a testimony of Smith Wigglesworth and how he came about being so successful in his praying. And yeah. Nope. But anyway, I want to go over that tonight. Does everybody see where I left it on the Signal chat? Andrew, it's under testimonies and words on Signal. You see it, Ben? Hey, Julie, my Outlook is messed up, or I would send him a copy of that.
To
Can you,
whom?
to Andrew?
Andrew?
Yeah.
Do you have your computer with you, Andrew? No.
Oh, you
Okay. So he
don't?
couldn't
Okay.
access to it right now anyway.
Okay.
It's on your phone though.
What's that? You got it, Ben?
Just gonna call my dad and try and guide him way through
Okay.
this.
Okay, good. Good. Where is that phone? You show yourself in the name of Jesus.
Are you looking for your phone, Michael?
Yes.
I'm going to call you.
Right where I left it. It's still in my holder on the blue jeans.
I had to do that the other day for Merle.
Oh, gosh. Help me, Jesus. Okay, yeah. Now we're ready to go. Anna, do you have a copy? You don't have to. You can just listen. If you don't have a copy, okay, good. Good. What I did, I made a booklet out of it and gave it out here. Some I gave some out. Yeah, does anybody not know who Smith Wigglesworth was? He was an English plumber that came to Jesus and found out who he was in Christ and started praying for folks, and they started getting healed. That's just 3 years of. I remember a story by Lester Summerall, who went to see him one time over in London. And he said he went and he knocked on the door, and Smith Wigglesworth came to the door, and he asked him, he said, "What's that?" And Lester said, "Well, it's a newspaper." And this is whatever else he had with him. He said, "Mussolini and Hitler will soon be in hell, and I don't want that garbage in my house." That's what he said. He told him, "Leave it outside. Don't bring it into my house." The only thing, the only book that this man read after he became a Christian was the Bible. That's the only book he ever read. He read it continuously. He said he invited him in, and he said, "All right, let's pray." They sat down. He said, "All right, let's pray." And he said he prayed for 30 minutes. And he said, he got up and he said, "Well, it's time to eat. Lunch is ready." And they went in and they ate lunch. And he said, "Well, now we fed our soul. I mean," he said, "we fed our flesh. Now let's go feed our soul." And he goes in there and he starts reading the Bible. And that's the whole gist of his whole day with Smith Wigglesworth. And that's what he was about. He was all about Jesus. He was all about God. And that's what he did constantly. And the reason that people didn't like him was because he wasn't very socially active, if you know what I mean. He wasn't, he wasn't about any kind of funny business. He was just strictly Jesus all the time. And he didn't have a how would you say, a personality that would is conducive to making friends. I put it that way. If you remember, he drop kicked a baby one time, brought it back to life. Yeah, he did. Anyway, this is about, and the title of it was, this is E.W. Kenyon wrote this. He said, "Five words the Holy Spirit loves, but many Christians don't say." Now, that sounds like it's going to be a little narrow thing, but it's not. It's going to be very, very instructive to you, to all of us. And I'm going to go ahead and read it, and I'm going to read a little bit, and then we're going to add, see if anybody has any questions or any comments. Is that okay with everybody? Okay, good deal. All right, it starts out. It says, "Did you know there are five specific words that, when spoken with genuine faith, release an extraordinary supernatural power that causes the Holy Spirit to move mightily in your life?" Smith Wigglesworth, the man who walked in such powerful anointing that his very shadow brought healing to the sick, discovered these five words that literally opened heaven over his ministry and caused thousands upon thousands of miraculous healings. Are y'all hearing me okay? You're not having any trouble. Okay, good. Upon thousands of miraculous healings, deliverances, and supernatural breakthroughs. Today, you're going to discover exactly what these five words are and why most Christians never speak them, missing out completely on the fullness of the Spirit's power that could transform everything in their lives. And right now, most believers have been taught to pray in certain traditional ways using religious phrases and theological language that sounds spiritual but lacks the raw power that actually moves the hand of God. We've become so comfortable with safe, predictable prayers that we've forgotten the language of faith that the Holy Spirit responds to with immediate action. Smith Wigglesworth shocked the religious world of his time because he refused to pray like everyone else. He didn't use flowery language or lengthy theological explanations when he needed God to move. Instead, he discovered through intimate communion with the Holy Spirit that there are specific words, declaration words, authority words, that when spoken in faith, literally shake the spiritual realm and cause instantaneous manifestation of God's power. These are not magic formulas or manipulation techniques. These are biblical declarations rooted in the very nature of who God is and who we are in Christ. And the tragedy is that the modern church has drifted so far from this apostolic Christianity that most believers today wouldn't even recognize the language of genuine Holy Spirit power if they heard it. Am I going too fast? Okay, good. We've substituted begging for declaring, pleading for commanding, hoping for knowing. But the Holy Spirit is calling his people back to the vocabulary of faith that characterized the early church and the great revivalists like Smith Wigglesworth, who literally turned their world upside down for the kingdom of God. Perhaps at this very moment, you're facing situations in your life that seem absolutely impossible. Maybe you've been praying for months or even years about the same problems, the same struggles, the same needs, but nothing seems to change. And no matter how much you pray, you go to church, you listen to sermons, you read your Bibles, you do everything you know to do as a Christian, but you're not seeing the breakthrough you desperately need. Your finances remain stuck in the same pattern of lack. Your health continues to decline despite all your prayers. And your family relationships stay broken no matter how hard you try. Your ministry feels powerless and ineffective compared to what you read about in the book of Acts. Deep inside, you know there must be more to the Christian life than what you've currently experiencing. Amen. Does anybody agree? Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I agree about this. You've heard testimonies of others who walked in miraculous power. You've read about revivals where God moved in extraordinary ways. But that same power seems distant and unreachable in your own life. Here's what you need to understand right now. The problem isn't that God has changed or that the age of miracles has passed. The problem is that we've lost the language of faith that activates the supernatural. We've been taught to pray like beggars instead of speaking like the royal priesthood we are in Christ. We've learned to doubt our authority instead of exercising the dominion that Jesus purchased for us through his blood. And the Holy Spirit is waiting, literally waiting, for you to speak the words that release his power in your situation. He's not holding back because he's unwilling. He's waiting because he operates by spiritual laws. And one of those laws is that he responds to faith declarations, not to unbelief confessions. I speak this out loud, saying exactly this. You can speak it out loud. I'm ready to speak the language of faith so that I can pray specifically over you and your breakthrough. I said it, y'all say it. Amen. The Holy Spirit is about to unlock something in your understanding that will permanently change how you approach prayer, spiritual warfare, and walking in supernatural power. And the first word that the Holy Spirit loves to hear from believers, but that many Christians never speak, is the word believe. Now you might be thinking that, well, that's obvious. Of course, Christians believe. But Smith Wigglesworth taught something profound about this word that most people completely miss. There's a massive difference between mental agreement and the kind of believing that moves mountains. When Jesus said in Mark 11:23, "Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou taken up and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that what he saith cometh to pass, he shall have it." He wasn't talking about wishful thinking or positive mental attitude. He was revealing a spiritual law about faith declarations. And that word believe in this context means to have such, now listen, this is very important, to have such absolute confidence in God's word and God's character that you speak to your circumstances with complete authority, knowing without any shadow of doubt that what you declare will manifest. Smith Wigglesworth would stand before people with incurable diseases and tumors, and he'd speak one word, believe. But when he spoke it, it carried such an anointing and authority that faith would literally be imparted into that person's spirit. Whoo, glory to God. He understood that believing isn't just an internal mental state. It's a spiritual force that when released through spoken words, creates reality in the natural realm. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I like what he says. He says, God's absolute confidence in God's word, absolute confidence in God's word and God's character, that you speak to your circumstances with that complete authority. And that's what he wants us to do. That's what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. When we do that, we're going to see miracles right and left. Most Christians say things like, well, I'm trying to believe, or I hope God will do this, or it might be, if it's God's will. But those are not faith declarations. Those are doubt confessions disguised as humility. And the Holy Spirit, I need to underline it, the Holy Spirit cannot work with maybe. He cannot move with I hope so. What he responds to is, I believe, therefore I speak. And when you understand this and you begin to eliminate every word of doubt from your vocabulary and replace it with declarations of belief, you're going to see a dramatic shift in your spiritual authority. How many of you knows I can hear as well as anybody in this group? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you know that Jude is completely healed? Missy's completely healed. Anna's completely healed. Everybody here that needs, he's already healed. The Holy Spirit cannot work with maybe. You ought to underline that too. He cannot move with I hope so. He responds to I believe, therefore I speak. Oh, I'm sorry. He responds to, I'll get it right. He responds to I believe, therefore I speak. And when you understand this and you begin to eliminate every word of doubt from your vocabulary and replace it with declarations of unbelief or of belief, Donnie, slow down a little bit. Replace it with declarations of belief, you're going to see a dramatic shift in your spiritual authority. You're going to start speaking to sicknesses and they're going to leave. You're going to start declaring financial breakthrough and provisions will appear. And you're going to start commanding peace over your mind, and anxiety will dissolve. Oppression will dissolve. Dissolve. That means it's gone away. This isn't presumption. This is precisely how Jesus taught us to operate in the kingdom of God. Praise be to God for that word. What's that word, did he say? Somebody tell me. Believe, Missy says. Anybody else remember what it is? God, remember these things. Believe. All right. The second word that releases tremendous Holy Spirit activity. Get all that out of my mouth in the name of Jesus. The second word that releases tremendous Holy Spirit activity is the word received, past tense, in Mark 11:24. Jesus made an astounding statement. Therefore, I say unto you, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe that ye received them, and you shall have them. Notice the order here that most Christians get completely backwards. Jesus did not say, believe that you will receive them someday in the future. He said, Believe that you receive them in the moment you pray, and then you will have the physical manifestation. This is the mystery of faith that Smith Wigglesworth operated in so powerfully. He would pray for someone one time, and then he would thank God that it was done, and then he'd move on in complete confidence. He didn't beg God repeatedly for the same thing day after day. He received it in the spirit realm the moment he prayed, and then he expected the manifestation to appear in the natural realm. And this is exactly what happened when he prayed for his own wife who was dying. Doctors had given up all hope. Her body was failing rapidly. And Smith went into the room with confidence. You got to know that. He laid hands on her with absolute authority. And he declared that she would live and not die. And then he said one powerful word, receive. And at that moment, in the spiritual realm, her healing was complete. Within hours, the physical manifestation appeared and she was completely restored. The Holy Spirit is always ready to release healing, deliverance, provision, whatever you need. But He's waiting for you to receive it by faith before you see it in the natural. I'm going to read that again. He's waiting for you to receive it by faith before you see it in the natural. And that goes against everything our natural minds want to do. Yeah, Anna.
As you were reading this about the received part, I suddenly was reminded about how I first off, I want to say I have not always been very good about my words, and the Lord has corrected me about that a couple, a few times. But there was this time I had been having this trial with my eyes, and the Lord healed me. And for a while, Matthew didn't really think the Lord healed me. He thought I was just confessing faith, and I remembered that. And the Lord just showed me that that's. Our confessions should be that good that people should, it's no different. That's what the Lord just spoke to me, that basically we should confess it like when we really have it and when we're still waiting, it should be the exact same confession and people shouldn't be able to tell the difference. So I just wanted to share what the Lord just spoke to me there about that.
Amen.
By the way, my
Amen.
eyes actually were healed, but he
Amen.
he thought I
Thank you,
was just speaking of faith.
Jesus.
That was funny.
Thank
Amen. Okay. He's waiting for us to receive it by faith before we see it in the natural. And that goes against everything our natural minds want to do. But that's the way God is. He wants us to believe Him rather than what we see, feel, hear, smell, or touch. We want to see it first and then we'll believe it. But kingdom principles work in reverse. You believe it, you receive it spiritually, then you see it naturally. Good night, Obi. When you start praying with this understanding and declaring, I receive my healing right now in Jesus' name, I receive my financial breakthrough right now. I receive peace in my home right now. Something shifts in the atmosphere. What is that? Quantum faith. Glory to God. That's quantum faith. You're no longer begging God for something He's already provided through the finished work of Christ. You're simply receiving what's already yours by covenant right. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The third word, do you have your hand up, Missy, or are you just? Oh, okay. The third word that carries tremendous spiritual power is the word command. This is perhaps the most controversial word because religious traditions have taught us that it's presumptuous or even blasphemous to command anything in the spiritual realm. But Smith Wigglesworth understood something that shocked the religious establishment of his day. When you're operating in genuine God-given authority as a believer, you don't beg demons to leave. Can you imagine? Would y'all get on out of here, please? Just please get on out of here. That's an enemy. He ain't going nowhere. You don't beg demons to leave, you command them. You don't ask sickness to please go away, you command it to leave in Jesus' name. You don't hope that circumstances will change, you speak to the circumstances with the same authority that Jesus spoke to the storm, saying, "Peace, be still." All right, Missy, go ahead.
This command thing, the part there that says this perhaps is the most controversial word, because religious traditions have taught that it's presumptuous and even blasphemous to command anything in the spiritual realm. I was told that in so many words. More specifically, it was kind of like that's not being humble. I was trying that this person was trying to tell me about humility and pride, that it was not being humble. I was like, oh wow. I'm like, oh
Why
my
would you
gosh.
want to be humble against disease? Why would you want to be humble against spirits, demonic spirits? That's
Know.
crazy. That's stupid thinking. I
That's
had a
religious
pastor.
mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, it is. I had a pastor one time. I went in and told him, I said, "Let me tell you about some of these miracles I've seen out on the Baptist preacher. About some of these miracles I've seen on the street that God healed these people." And I said, I said, and then they got filled with the Holy Spirit. I said, "Is this someplace you may be taking this church?" He said, this is his exact words. He said, "Michael, I believe everything you've told me is the truth." He said, "But that's just not my ministry." It saddened me. It really did. It saddened me. I said, "Okay, I'm out of here." I didn't tell him then. I told him. Well, I did. I told him, "Well, I'm going to be leaving." I said, "I'll stay a few days if you want me to." Because they had me, a new Christian, teaching the kids. Can you imagine a new Christian teaching kids? For goodness sake. Well, they had their own books. All I had to do was read the book, you know. But God. All right, Julie, go ahead.
That just when you said that, it just reminds me, it's like when I first got, saved and I was trying to get healed myself and, trying to find my way and learn about things and that kind of thing. And they're trying to put me in some kind of ministry that I would do well with, that I would be a benefit to someone. It's like and the person who was over the giftings and putting people with matching people up with some kind of minister or whatever. She suggested and thought I'd be really good with working teenagers. And I looked at her and I just like, well, I used to be a teenager. That's about the only help I could give anybody.
A good
I'm
answer.
like, really? I was like, I can't, I'm barely getting by myself and you want me to minister to teenagers? Come on. And I was like, oh, I'm not qualified. Anyhow, yeah, they don't know. They want to get you busy doing something. Anyhow, when you're
That's
talking where it says God-given authority, you don't beg demons to leave, you command them. Another thing you don't do either is you don't argue with demons. You don't get into any kind of argumentative in a conversation with them.
Nope,
You know, because
no.
they'll try to do that too. Don't argue with them.
Amen. They sure will. Yeah, Ben.
My dad and I, not too long ago, we were watching the movie War Room, and
That's what?
it's a really cool the War Room movie.
Okay, I don't know anything about it.
Well, it's a good movie. I forget who makes it, but it's about basically a wife and her husband. They're going through a hard time, and then she meets up with an older lady, and she teaches her how to pray and whatnot. She's got like a prayer closet and all that, And it's pretty cool because she says declare, she says I command, and yeah, Kendrick Brothers, yeah, I'm sure one of y'all knew what I was talking about. It's a good movie. It really shows like the power of prayer, how it affects the people around you, and I think it's a made up story, but it's always encouraging to watch the stuff that Kendrick Brothers do. It's a lot of inspiration.
Amen. You don't ask sickness to please go away. You command it to leave in Jesus' name. You don't hope that circumstances will change. You speak to the circumstances with the same authority that Jesus spoke to the storm, saying, "Peace, be still." And look carefully at how Jesus operated during his earthly ministry. When he encountered sickness, he did not pray long in, listen to me, he did not pray long intercessory prayers asking the Father to heal people. He commanded the sickness to go. When he faced demonic manifestations, he commanded the spirits to come out. When he needed provisions, he commanded the fish to bring the corn. That's some good fishing right there, boy. When he was hungry, he commanded the fig tree and it responded to his words. And then Jesus turned to his disciples and said in John 14 and 12, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father." That authority wasn't just for the 12 apostles. That authority is for every believer who understands their position in Christ. Smith Wigglesworth would walk into a room where someone was tormented by demonic oppression, and he would simply say one word with absolute authority, "Go!" And the demons would flee instantly because they recognized someone who understood their spiritual authority. He would point at tumors and can command them to dissolve, and people would watch as growths literally disappeared before their eyes. Praise God. This was not Wigglesworth's personal power. This was a man who had discovered that when you're truly submitted to God's authority over your life, He delegates His authority through you to change circumstances around you. I'm going to say that again. This was a man who had discovered that when you're truly submitted to God's authority over your life, He delegates His authority through you to change circumstance around you. The Holy Spirit loves when believers stop begging and start commanding, because commanding demonstrates that you actually believe what the word says about your position in Christ. You're seated with Him in heavenly places, far above all principality and power. And from that position, you don't negotiate with the enemy. You command him to obey the word of God. The fourth powerful word is declare. And there's something absolutely supernatural that happens when you stop merely talking about problems and you start declaring God's word over your situation. Proverbs 18:21 tells us plainly that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Smith Wigglesworth was known for making powerful declarations over people, places, and situations that seemed absolutely impossible. He would declare healing over terminal patients. He would declare life over people who had already died. He would declare provision over financial impossibilities. And the supernatural realm would respond to his declaration because they were not based on his feelings or circumstances, but on the unchanging word of God. Praise be to God forevermore. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb. The word is true. And if the word is true, what we speak out of our mouth is true also, if it's the word of God. Here's what most Christians don't understand about declarations. When you declare something in faith based on God's word, you're not trying to convince God to do something. You're actually releasing your faith to create spiritual reality that then manifests in the natural realm. Praise be to God. God created the entire universe, listen to this, by speaking words. Words to something that was not there. He said, "Let there be light." And light appeared. He did not beg light to come into existence. He didn't hope light would show up. He declared it, and it was so. Now, in those verses, you'll see that he didn't say, "All right, light, when you get out there, away, stop." He didn't. So light is now continually going out there and expanding the universe. And I heard a preacher one time say this: if you could get ahead of what he said, and when it came through, you would hear these two or three words. Let's see, what did he say? Let there be light. You would hear it go by you, and then you see light following right behind it. That's the power of our words. Yeah, go ahead, Anna.
Do you remember that dream I had that I shared about being told how our words echo on through eternity? It's so hard to explain, but it's exactly what you're saying, but I can't explain it because we don't have it on earth. What I had in this dream, it was not repetitive. It was not like, let there be light, let there be light, let there be light. It's like at any given moment you could hear it. And that's what I was shown. And I cannot explain it because it was outside of what we have now, but it was continuous without looping. It's hard to explain, but that's what the Lord showed me in that dream, and it's like exactly what you're explaining. So,
Yeah,
praise
it's
God.
when you whatever you say is still going on out there. It's still going on out there. So that's to the positive or the negative. That's to both sides. That's why he said, "You will eat its fruit. Whatever you speak out of your mouth, you're going to eat the fruit of it." Yeah, Julie, go ahead.
Anna, does that mean like what? It's because God's words are spirit and they are life, and his life is eternal. It has no end, it has no beginning, has no end, kind of thing. So it's still being,
I don't
it's still
know.
manifesting. Expanding.
Yeah, it just like everything, like I was being shown in the dream that like everything that we prayed for is still there. Like things we haven't seen yet, it's still there. And I don't know exactly all the Lord was trying to show me. I'm sure there's like lots of layers of it. So I don't know if I can really answer your question, but just that everything's still there, and it makes me to want to be careful. Because once it goes out, it's out there. I suppose we could, rebuke it or whatever. I don't know. Once
You can
it's like,
renounce
oh,
it.
I
You can
forgot
say, yeah, you can
that.
say, "I didn't mean that." The other thing that was just coming to me is in, I think it's Isaiah 55, where he says, "My words do not return to me void." So when we speak his words, they don't return. They go out, and they go out, and they do what they are purposed to do. 50. Yeah. What is it, Missy? 45? 54. Isaiah 54. Okay.
Okay, well, that's something that Smith Wigglesworth had a knowing about. He knew that if he prayed, nobody, he said he only prayed one time. He only prayed one time for somebody. He didn't go back and pray again. He didn't go back and pray again. He had an understanding that when you pray, it's going to happen. And you didn't have to go back. And I know, it, you can go back. I believe that if you feel like you need to go back and pray again, but you don't need to, if you understand what he's talking about here. When you declare something in faith based on God's word, you're not trying to convince God to do something. You're actually releasing your faith to create spiritual reality that then manifests in the natural realm. And then it goes on to talk about how he spoke the words to let there be light, and light appeared. He didn't beg it to come into existence. He didn't go back and say, "Well, I didn't see enough light, so bless God, we're going to do it again." No, he said it one time. It's gone. It's there. It's gone. It's already done. He didn't hope that light would show up. He declared it, and it was so. Once we get a hold of that, I've thought about this after I've read this booklet here a number of times. I thought about it and I said, that's right. If we are assured in our spirit that God's word is true, and if we speak it out, we shouldn't have to go back and repeat it because we know without a doubt that it's working. I'll tell you a story. I think I told this the other night, but I'm going to tell it again because it's applicable to what we're talking about. We went in, David and I went in and prayed for this girl. And prayed demons off of her. And we'd pray, and she'd say, "Well, it's still there." And so we'd pray again, and it's still there. Now, this was at night. And we did that, I don't know, a half a dozen times. And I was getting tired, David was getting tired. And David finally said, he said, "I'll tell you what, let's pray one more time and believe and go home." I said, "That sounds good to me." So we did. We didn't even get down the steps in the front of the house. We didn't even get down the steps. She come running out. "It's gone. It's gone. Praise God, it's gone." So that's exactly, once you get it in your spirit to understand that what you speak is going to happen, just forget about it and go on. You know it's going to happen. Then that's when God reacts. He know that demon knows that you have authority then. Everybody understand where we're going with? Okay, good. Okay, then he didn't beg light to come into existence. He didn't hope light would show up. He declared it, and it was so. We declare we're healed, and it's so. Then Genesis tells us, excuse me, that we are made in his image and likeness. Part of that image includes the creative power of words spoken in faith. When you declare, "I am healed by the stripes of Jesus," you're not lying about your current symptoms. You're calling those things that are not as though they were, which is exactly what Romans 4, verse 17 says. Says that Abraham's faith did. You're speaking the end result from God's perspective before it manifests in your physical reality. Does that make sense to everybody? It does. It does, doesn't it? Makes very good sense. You're speaking the end result from God's perspective before it manifests. What is God's perspective? Well, he's already said you're healed. So you're healed. I'm healed. Y'all are healed. We're all healed. We're going to pray about this after we get through here. And we're going to see some miracles tonight. Smith Wigglesworth taught that we should never talk about our problems with the same energy and conviction that we talk about God's promises. I remember the other night, I said, "David, I didn't understand a word was said last night." You have done, just somebody feels sorry for me. You ever done that? Y'all better come off that high horse. I know every one of you have done that at some point in time. So you can get some, so you could, yeah. So somebody will pet on you. Yeah. If you go home to your wife or your husband, say, "Oh, you just don't know what." No, he don't want us to do that. Never talk about our problems with the same energy and conviction that we talk about God's promises. Smith Wigglesworth, if he had a problem, he never spoke the problem. He'd pray, that was it. It's gone. If you're going to declare something, declare what God says, not what the devil says, not what your feelings say, not what the doctor's report, not what the doctor's report says. Make your mouth agree with heaven's reality and watch how quite quickly your earthly reality begins to shift. Glory to God. Yeah, you can watch it do that. Glory to God, I'm here. Thank you, Jesus. I know I feel better already. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord, that I can hear everything that everybody's saying. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm healed. Start declaring every single day, I am more than a conqueror. I am the healed of the Lord. I am blessed in the city and blessed in the field. I am the head and not the tail. Prosperity flows to me because I'm a covenant child of God. Glory to be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to be jumping up and down. I hope this stirs up the spirit in everybody that's listening. Praise be to God. These are not empty positive affirmations. These are biblical declarations that release the Holy Spirit's power to work in your circumstances. By the way, Anna, Tiana's in labor.
I was going to bring that up for prayer as soon as you were done reading.
Okay, well,
Thank you. So let me know.
David and I prayed, so we'll all pray here shortly. Before we continue to the fifth word, I need you to pause right now and do something that will seal what you're learning. Y'all ready? Declare this. I speak the language of faith that moves heaven. I speak the language of faith that moves heaven. Praise be to God. And when you say those words, you're making a spiritual declaration that shifts something in the atmosphere over your life. Quantum faith. Glory to God. Do it right now before you continue. I speak the language of faith that moves mountains. Praise be to God. And I'm going to do it continually because I know God is true and His word is true. Praise be to God. Devils, you might as well just go on and leave. Your time is over. Now, the fifth and perhaps most powerful word that the Holy Spirit loves to hear is the word now. That's a good one. I like it. I've always tried to use that word. Thus, this single word destroys the greatest weapon that the enemy uses against believers, which is delay and procrastination. How many Christians are waiting for someday breakthrough, someday healing, someday deliverance, someday provision, someday DNA restoration, someday somebody going to come by and put their hands on it? Yeah, we have access to it right now. I'm telling you, we have access to it right now. I thank you, Lord, that I already look like a 30-year-old man. Praise be to God. I'm pretty as I was back when I was 30. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And everybody here is too. All right. But kingdom reality operates in the eternal now. 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 When Smith Wigglesworth prayed for people, he expected immediate results. We should too. We should expect immediate. Sometimes I've told people, well, sometimes it'll work within an hour, sometimes it'll work and within the 8 hours. Sometimes I used to tell people that until I found out, why are you doing that when you want it to happen immediately? because I heard somebody else do it. We need to quit that and just believe it right now. He expected, when Smith Wigglesworth prayed for people, he expected immediate results. He didn't pray and then tell people to wait and see what God might do eventually. He prayed with authority and commanded healing to manifest now, deliverance to happen now, breakthrough to come now. When you believe that, that's what will happen. If you believe it's going to happen in 3 hours, well, that's probably when it's going to happen. Or in a day or a week, whatever. How many of you want it now? How many of you want to wait? I don't want to wait. Glory to God, no. In Acts chapter 3, when Peter and John encountered the lame man at the gate called Beautiful, Peter didn't say, "I'll pray that God heals you someday." He said, "Silver and gold have I none, but what I have, that give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come up out of that, off that chair and walk." And that's now faith. Right now, faith. That's immediate expectation. And that's the kind of faith that the Holy Spirit responds to with instant miracles. Here's why the word now is so powerful spiritually. When you declare something is happening now, you're pulling future promises into present reality. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. You're collapsing time in the spirit realm. Uh-oh, we're bringing time forward here, aren't we? We've done that, haven't we? You're refusing to let the enemy delay what God has already provided. Enemy, get your hands off of these people right now in Jesus' name. We ain't putting up with it. Now another day. Now another minute. Hebrews 4 tells us to draw near with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and may find grace to help us in time of need. Not help next year. Not help when you finally become worthy enough. Boy, if we had that, we never would get healed, would we? Help now in your time of need. Whoo, glory to God. Smith Wigglesworth lived in this now reality constantly. When he spoke to mountains, he expected them to move immediately. When he spoke to storms, he expected immediate peace. When he spoke to dead bodies, he expected immediate resurrection. And time after time, the impossible became possible because he understood that God exists outside of time. Yeah, that's something that we need to remember. And when you connect with his realm through faith, now is always available. Stop saying, "Someday I'll be free. Someday Jesus is going to touch me and I'm going to get healed." Declare right now, "I am free now." And stop saying, "Eventually my situation will change." We declare, "My situation is changed right now." Right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 minutes away. Right now. And stop saying, "I hope things get better." Declare, "Things are better now because I'm walking by faith and not by sight." Glory be to God. Now, let me show you exactly how to put these five words. Go ahead, Missy. I'm sorry. Sometimes you have to speak up because when I get fired up like this, and I'm burning, I love to see people watch me burn. Go ahead.
What came to my
John
mind was
Wesley.
where he says, and time after time, the impossible became possible because he understood that God exists outside of time. And that just reminded me what the Lord showed me years ago. And I know I've shared it, but I haven't shared it lately. he sees the end from the beginning. But what the Lord showed me was, is here's the beginning, here's the end. And because God doesn't dwell in time, there's nothing in between. He sees the end and the beginning the same. That's what the Lord showed me. Does that make sense to y'all?
Yeah.
That just, I mean, he showed me that years ago. And I was just like, wow, because I was really thinking on, you know, God not dwelling in time and the end from the beginning. And I was like, wow, that's so, you know, this end beginning together means now.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Woo-hoo.
Amen.
Everything is ours.
Absolutely. If you believe it, it's there, isn't it? And it goes on, let's see, I think I'm right here. Now let me show you exactly how to put these five words together in a way that will revolutionize. I got to turn this fan on, y'all. I'm on fire here. You see that, Anna? Well, it's 80 degrees in here. I guess I need it. Yeah. All right, let's see. All right. Now let me show you exactly how to put these five words together in a way that will revolutionize your prayer life and release unprecedented Holy Spirit power in every area where you need breakthrough. Oh, thank you, Jesus. First, every single morning when you wake up, before you do anything else, before you check your phone, put the phone down. Before you start thinking about your problems, you need to speak these five words. Let me turn the page here. Over your life in declaration form, you stand up. You lift your hands if possible and declare out loud these five things. I believe God's word over my life. I believe God's word over my life. I receive everything Jesus purchased for me. Well, I receive everything that Jesus purchased for me. I command every force of darkness to leave my presence now. N-O-W, demon, now. And I command every force of darkness to leave my presence now in Jesus' name. Number four, I declare the goodness of God over my family, my health, my finances, and my future. Well, I declare the goodness of God over my family, my health, my finances, and my future. Praise be to God. Number five, I walk in breakthrough now. Not someday, but right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. That's my statement. And that's every one of y'all's statement, too. When you start
Amen.
Your day.
Amen. 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 Today. Today is the day of salvation, Michael.
Amen.
Today.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you,
it
Lord.
Sure is. Praise be to God. I'm glad somebody getting fired up. I started a fire. Glory to God. It ain't nothing can put it out but yourself. All right. When you start your day with this kind of declaration, you're setting the spiritual atmosphere for everything that follows. You're serving notice to the kingdom of darkness that you understand your authority. You're activating the Holy Spirit's presence and power. Activating it. You're activating the Holy Spirit. And you're aligning yourself, excuse me, you're aligning yourself with heaven's reality instead of the earth's circumstances. We have authority over the earth. Read Genesis. He gave us authority over the earth. He gave us dominion over the earth. You know what authority is? It's more important. Hang on, Missy. Let me get through here. I got to put this fire out. Authority is more important than power because authority directs that power. That's what authority means. It directs the power. When you've got authority, you can direct that power wherever you want it. Glory to God. Thank you. Go ahead, Missy. Is she going to go?
I look at it like I'm your kingdom come, your will be done as in heaven, so also on the earth, and I figure if I'm supposed to dwell in the heavens, well, in heaven there is no curse, so and every time I pray for someone, or like especially if it's like one-on-one kind of thing, that I'm bringing heaven to earth on their behalf. Your kingdom come, your will be done. So
On
yeah.
earth as it is in heaven.
Right.
Amen. That's exactly right. Praise God. He's given us the ability to do that, hasn't he, Missy? He has. Praise God. Woo. Lord, I wish you'd get me stirred up. Praise God. Okay, when you start your day with this kind of declaration, I got number five, didn't I? Yeah, I did. I got that. When you start your day with this kind of declaration, you're setting the spiritual atmosphere for everything that follows. You're serving notice to the kingdom of darkness that you understand your authority. You're activating the Holy Spirit's presence and power. You're aligning yourself with heaven's reality instead of earth's circumstances. Second, whenever you face a crisis, a problem, or an attack, your immediate response should be to speak these five words in that specific situation. Don't panic. Don't complain. Don't call 10 people to tell them how bad things are. Instead, we love to do that sometimes, don't we? Instead, speak directly to that mountain. And if it's a health crisis, say, I believe my body's healed. I receive divine healing right now. I command this sickness to leave my body immediately. I declare that by the stripes of Jesus, I am completely whole. And this healing is manifesting when? Now. Right now. And if it's a financial emergency, say, I believe God is my provider. I receive supernatural provision right now. I command the windows of heaven to open over my finances. I declare that all my needs are met according to His riches in glory, and the provision I need is coming to me when? Now. Glory to God, yes. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that this ministry is getting this provisions coming to us now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And he goes on, he says, do you see the pattern? You're not begging, you're not doubting, you're exercising the authority that belongs to you as a believer. Third, you need to become absolutely ruthless about eliminating words of doubt from your vocabulary. Thank you, Lord, for taking all those doubt words out of us. Thank you, Lord, that the GCR is taking place right now. Thank you, Lord, that there's money in our quantum account already, enough to take us through. And we praise you for it, enough to help the gospel get out. Woo, glory to God. I'm going to say that again. Third, you need to become absolutely ruthless about eliminating. Get rid of them, words of doubt from our vocabulary. Woo, thank you, Lord. From this moment on, I don't know what a doubt is. Nobody here knows what doubt is. And I thank you for it, Father. All we know is what your word said. And your word is what we command it to be. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Smith Wigglesworth. Y'all listen to this. Sometimes I get, well, I'm not going to say. Smith Wigglesworth was famous for correcting people when they spoke unbelief. If somebody said, "I'm trying to have faith," he'd stop them immediately and say, "Don't try, just believe." And if somebody said, "I hope God will heal me," he would correct them and say, "Don't hope. Receive your healing right now." This is, you ought to underline this, highlight it, do whatever you can to put it up in front of you in the mirror in the morning when you wake up. The Holy Spirit cannot work with double-minded speech. The Holy Spirit cannot work with double-minded speech. Thank you, Lord, I'm healed. Thank you, Lord, my finances are where they need to be. You cannot say, "I believe God can heal me, but I'm not sure if He will heal me." That's mixture, and mixture produces nothing. You have to come to a place of absolutely settled conviction or absolute settled conviction that God's word is true, regardless of what you see, feel, or experience in the natural realm. And then your words will align with that conviction, and supernatural power is going to flow. Praise be to God. Whoo! Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Am I going too fast or too slow? It's okay. Is it okay? Okay, good. Fourth, practice these declarations over other people. When someone shares a problem with you, instead of sympathizing with their difficulty, speak faith into their situation. When someone tells you they're sick, don't say, "Oh, I'm so sorry. That's terrible, isn't it? Oh, I hope you know. Say this: "I believe God's healing you right now. Receive your healing in Jesus' name." Whoo! Right now, he said, "I believe God is healing you right now. Receive your healing in Jesus' name." If we start doing that, people will come up to you and say, "Boy, you don't know what happened when you told me that. 5 minutes later, I was completely healed." You start doing it. I'm going to start doing it. Somebody come in and say, "Well, I am so sorry she feel that way. Lord, take the pain away. Let him feel better." No, just, "I believe God's healing you right now. Receive the healing in Jesus' name." Just declare it. Declare it. What you declare, God listens to. Woo! Glory to God. When someone shares a financial struggle, declare provisions over their life. That's what Smigglesworth or Wiggles, Wiggles, Smigglesworth, Smith Wigglesworth did everywhere he went. He created an atmosphere of faith through his words that lifted people out of their circumstances and connected them with heaven's reality. You have that same ability. Your words carry creative power when they're filled with genuine faith. Your words carry creative power when they're filled with genuine faith. Glory to God. Fifth, write these five words somewhere. Like Missy, she's got them on her telephone. She probably got them on the wall. She probably got them on a mirror in the bathroom. Okay, write these five words somewhere. You'll see them multiple times every day. Put them on your bathroom mirror. Set them as your phone wallpaper. Who did that? Somebody did that. That was Missy, wasn't it? Make them your screensaver. Every time you see them, speak them out loud over whatever situation you're facing in that moment. Believe, receive, command, declare now. These aren't just nice religious words. These are authority words that shift spiritual atmosphere and release the Holy Spirit's activity. And the more you use them, the more natural they'll become. And the more you'll see supernatural results manifesting in your life. Let me tell you something that's going to challenge everything you've been taught in traditional religious settings. The reason most Christians live powerless lives isn't because God is holding back his power. It's because we've been taught a powerless vocabulary. We've learned to speak like victims instead of victors. We've been trained to doubt instead of believe. We've accepted a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. But right now, in this moment, something is breaking off your life. We're declaring it. The spirit of powerlessness is being shattered. The mindset of limitation is being destroyed. You're beginning to understand that you don't have to live another day under circumstances that Jesus already gave you authority over. Praise be to God. And you don't have to tolerate sickness when healing is your covenant right. You don't have to accept poverty when abundance is your inheritance. And you don't have to endure bondage when freedom has already been purchased by the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. The only thing standing between you and your breakthrough is learning to speak the language that heaven responds to. Smith Wigglesworth lived in such a realm of faith that his very presence would bring conviction to unbelievers and healing to the sick. Let me get the page turned here. People would literally fall under the power of God when he walked past them because the anointing on his life was so strong. But here's what you need to understand. That anointing wasn't because Wigglesworth was special or chosen above others. That anointing was a result of a man who completely sold out to speaking only what God's word said, believing without doubt, receiving immediately, commanding with authority, declaring boldly, and expecting now results. He refused to entertain any other vocabulary. He wouldn't listen to doubt. He wouldn't speak fear. He wouldn't agree with circumstances that contradicted Scripture. And the Holy Spirit honored that kind of radical faith with radical manifestations of power. You're at a crossroads right now in your Christian walk. People here and out there too that are listening, you can continue praying weak prayers that produce weak results, or you can step into the fullness of the authority that's already yours and start speaking the language of faith that moves heaven and earth. Glory to God. And you can keep hoping that someday things might get better, or you can grab hold of these five words and start declaring, now breakthrough. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit's ready. He's been ready. He's waiting for you to speak the words that release his power. Oh, my. My, my, my. People are going to get a hold of this. Y'all are going to get a hold of this. We're going to see miracles. We're going to see miracles instantly. Every time you say, I believe, faith is released. Every time you say, I receive, spiritual transactions occur. And every time you command with authority, demons tremble and circumstances shift Praise be to God. And every time you declare God's word, you're creating reality in the spiritual realm. And every time you say now, you're pulling future promises into present manifestations. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Glory to God. He says, I want you to do something right now that's going to activate everything you've learned. I want you to stand up wherever you are, lift your hands toward heaven, open your mouth, and declare out loud with me. I believe the word of God is true in my life, and I receive everything Jesus died to give me. I declare that now. I command every opposing force to bow to the name of Jesus. I command every opposing force to bow to the name of Jesus. And I declare that I am healed, delivered, prosperous, protected, and empowered, and I walk in my breakthrough now in Jesus' mighty name. And if you declare that with genuine faith, something shifted in the spiritual realm over your life in this moment. Know that quantum faith is working even as you got it out of your mouth. It's working right now. The Holy Spirit heard, that's the quantum faith right there. The Holy Spirit heard your declaration and he's moving on your behalf. Praise be to God. Believe, what is all of that going on? Believe, receive, command, declare now. And share briefly why that word specifically spoke to your spirit. When you do this, you're making a public declaration of faith that seals what God's doing in your heart. I'm almost through here. The body of Christ is being awakened to walk in the same apostolic power that turned the world upside down in the book of Acts. Remember the Holy, how many of you know we're fixing to see the world turned upside down? Because of people like us, we're getting a hold of this word of faith and we're taking it to another level. Remember, the Holy Spirit isn't looking for perfect people. He's looking for people who will believe his word, who will receive his promises, who will command with his authority, who will declare his truth and expect now results. I like this. That's the vocabulary of revival. Woo! Glory to God. That's the language of breakthrough. That's how Smith Wigglesworth lived, and that's how you're going to live from this day forward. Your words will never be the same. Your prayers will never be the same. How many of you know this? It's not going to be the same anymore. It's not going to be the same. We are going to declare now results. Your results will never be the same. You're entering a new dimension of faith where the impossible becomes possible because you've learned to speak the five words that the Holy Spirit loves to hear from his children. Believe, receive, command, declare, and now. Praise be to God. Anybody get anything out of that? I'm just asking. Thank you, Lord. Yes, me too. I did too. Every time I read that, I get the same result, unless I'm fired up in my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for giving us these five words to speak. It's not a formula, it's an actuality. Yep, me too, Anna. Go ahead, Missy.
I had a dream last night
Well, praise God.
that I can't say what it was about, but I had a dream that was contrary to what I was believing for. And I kind of, well, I did kind of fail about it at first. And then later in the day, it dawned on me that it was a test. So I had to repent, and thankfully, everything is good with it now. My response to it. But yeah, and it finally dawned on me, like, no, I don't receive that, because I asked the Lord, and he didn't give me an answer if it was from him or if it was from the enemy. He wouldn't give me an answer either way that I asked that. When I cast lots, because I really got to thinking about it then, and and I forget what it, I'm not sure what I was doing, but I was just really thinking about it and praying about it, as I was doing something, and it just dawned on me. Sometimes, you think you got to be there. Oh, show me something here. Talk to me about this, but he talked to me about it. He showed it to me in the midst of me doing something, because I had my heart and my mind on him, even in the midst of whatever I was doing, because what I was doing was mindless, it was it was something I do by rote, you don't really think a whole lot about it. But anyway, so praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for
Amen.
that. And thank you, Lord, for call the ability to call the things that are not as though they were. And I just it finally dawned on me, don't accept that. Don't accept that. It's not what you're believing for. So, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. All right, Julie, go ahead.
It's interesting, Missy. I had a similar experience. I had a dream this morning. As I was waking up, I was coming out of it and I was just like thinking, well, that was weird. And that was weird. I'm like, and it wasn't all making sense. And I couldn't remember everything. And I still can't remember everything. I can remember just bits and pieces of it. But it was like, I don't think that was from you, God. I don't think I was supposed to accept that. And I'm like, I'm not sure exactly what it means, but I'm not sure I like that. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not receiving that. It took me a while, but I was really, really tired when I woke up. And like really, anyhow, I had a lot of trials this morning physically. But it was just it was just one of those things added on to it, and I'm like, that was just bizarre. And I'm like, I don't think I'm supposed to receive that, and the Lord didn't say yay or nay. I'm just like, well, I don't think so. And the other things were coming back to my mind that would have confirmed it and stuff. And I'm like, no, I'm just not receiving that. I'm just not going to receive that. That's not what God's promising me. And it's contrary to everything that He's already spoken to me and showed me. So I get that. So I was kind of being tested in my dream this morning too.
Amen. Okay, Anna, go ahead.
Is now a good time to pray for Tiana, or should we see if anyone's got anything
Let's go
about
ahead and pray for her.
her? Okay,
Lord,
she
we
can be
just,
our first target.
yeah, you go ahead. Go ahead, and we'll believe with you. Or you want me to?
I would like to pray. I've got several things I want to cover here.
All right, go.
I'm a little familiar with this, so thank you, Lord. We just come before you, Lord, and we just praise you for this. Thank you for this encouragement. Lord, I pray first off that you set a watch about our lips, Lord, that we'd speak only as it were oracles of God. And Lord, we just pray for Tiana right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for Tiana, for Samuel, for the children. We bind fear from ever coming in that room in the name of Jesus. We bind despair and discouragement and pain, any and all pain. You go and you are not allowed to touch her body. In the name of Jesus, we forbid any back labor, any tearing. We forbid a long labor in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that she's going to have a quick, easy, painless, peaceful labor. No scares at all in the name of Jesus. That baby's going to come out. Lord, I bless her with fetal ejection reflex. So that baby's coming out by itself. She's not going to have to labor over it.
Bless
Coming
you,
out
Jesus.
head first in the name of Jesus. She is pain-free. Everything is going exactly as it should. The placenta is coming out in one piece. We absolutely forbid any and all hemorrhaging in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That baby is strong. His heartbeat is, or his or her, I don't even know. I just always say his. It's like gender neutral to me if I don't know. So his heartbeat is strong in the name of Jesus. She has got strength and energy in her body and joy. In
Thank you,
Jesus' name, there is,
Jesus.
we just speak joy over that room in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm not sure if they really have assistance or not, but I pray that if they're doing this kind of by themselves, Lord, that the just children are just completely calm or sleeping or whatever and just not being an issue whatsoever if they're all together. And I just thank you, Lord, for doing this for Tiana, Lord, just letting her have wonderful testimonies. We bind any, she said something about the last birth she had. She was like seeing in the spirit a lot and it freaked her out a bit because she said it was so clear. It was almost like she was like, am I dying? So we just bind that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We just bind any demonic visions or anything she could see in the spirit that way, Lord, that she would see nothing but angels or you in your presence, but nothing that would scare her. In the name of Jesus, all fear be gone. Thank you, Lord. This is a quick, easy labor in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. No soreness afterward, Lord. Just very minimal bleeding, just complete restoration of her body. Thank you, Father, that everything is just exactly in line, exactly how you created it to be, Lord. Glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name, Lord. We're going to have a good testimony. Thank you, Jesus. This is exactly what you created, Lord. And you said pain in childbearing and pain in conception was part of the curse. And we just don't receive that over her or any of the rest of us. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. It is pain-free. In Jesus' name. Amen.
And Lord, whatever it is, they're going to be happy to have it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Yeah. Anyone else? Let me finish praying for Tiana. In the name of Jesus, I pray protection over her, that no foul demon would try to attack her in any way through any person. In Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for your shield of protection around her and the children. And we praise you and we thank you for it. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father. There is a powerful, powerful shield of protection around her and the children. In the name of Jesus. We praise you and we thank you for joy and peace in that family. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. All right. Somebody else had their hand up there for a minute. Who was it? You, Missy, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Actually, Julie did.
I did, but Michael, you pretty much covered what I was going to say, and that's
Oh,
it.
okay.
Well, we just thank you, Lord, that you give Samuel the right words and wisdom to say and do the things that he needs to do, Lord, and that his mind is covered in the blood of Jesus, and there forbid any attacks on his mind through the whole thing. And they both are full of bold faith, Lord, to believe the very, very best outcome, and that's what we expect. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord.
Amen. Yeah, Judy says, and thank you, Father, for the perfect name you have chosen for this new baby. Amen. Yeah, Anna, go ahead.
I just thought of a couple more things we can cover. Thank you, Lord, that umbilical cord is exactly where it's supposed to be. I don't remember if I said, but the placenta is coming out in one piece. Thank you, Lord, for healing that placental wound in her womb just immediately. That baby is coming out healed and whole and just perfect. Not healed, but just perfect,
Amen.
Lord. We just
Thank
forbid
you,
anything
Jesus.
that would look abnormal or scary or just anything like that. Thank you, Lord. It's going to breathe right away. It's going to nurse well in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It will have a perfect latch and will not need to be trained or be difficult. Thank you, Father. That baby is alert and perfectly sound in every way in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's see, how many is that now, Anna? Is that three, four, three? Three of them, okay. They're trying to catch y'all. No complications throughout and afterwards. Just happiness and rejoicing. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that there's joy and happiness in that family, in that household, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. All right. Anybody else? Ben, did you get anything out of this tonight? I'm going to talk to you and Andrew.
Absolutely. When I had my own place, I had like a pegboard of like just a bunch of things that I'd pray for. The pegboard's in my storage space right now, but I have all this stuff now that I want to add on to there. Like I want to add a bunch of the quotes that I'm seeing here and a bunch of stuff that I've been thinking about lately. And just to work on my vocabulary, I've been lacking in that front. I'll confess to that. And I think we can all kind of agree that we all need to watch what we say. And especially when I'm at work, when something isn't doing what it's supposed to be doing, it's a little annoying. But I try and say different words when I want to say something else. But, I just, I we see those five words that he gives us, but I don't want to make it a repetition thing. I want to actually have it in my mind, in my heart. Like, yeah, I declare, I command, and I believe. And now, it's like now is a big one because it's like, especially if it's like a wound, like a big cut or something. Like now, it's like to actually like have that in your heart, to have our mind like repented of and changed so much that it's like I want, and it's now, and I declare it now. It's such a, I don't want to say it's something that we can't attain to, but it's something that is so awesome that God has given us that we can partake in. And we need to just overcome this doubt and this double-mindedness that is so natural to us. But we have a new nature now. It's a spiritual nature. It's the nature of Christ. And that's just the walk that we need to do. We need to bear our cross. That's why we need to bear our cross so much now more than ever.
We need to watch our tongue. Go ahead, Missy.
One thing that always helps me to activate my faith is to use my imagination to see what I'm believing for. Believe that is mine, that I've received, and so on and so forth. Using my imagination, seeing it in my mind.
Amen. Go ahead, Ben.
It's actually funny that you, the imagination part. I always imagine that, like, my words and the angels, my angels that are with me, going out there, wherever I'm praying for, whether it's for my brothers and sisters in North Korea or whatever, or people in my loved ones that are in the city here, they're just going over there, and where my angels are, they're just standing there and they're like, well, there can't be any demons here because, they don't want to be around me. That's my mentality. I just think of it as, well, he told me to be here and they're not allowed to be around me because they know they're not allowed to be around me because they'll get their butts kicked or something. I don't know, something like that.
Amen. Amen. That's a good way to do it. All right. Anyone else? All right, who wants to pray a prayer of healing or deliverance or financial for yourself or whatever needs you have? I'm gonna start it out, okay? Let me get my little doohickey here. I'll start it out. Well, Lord, I just thank you and I praise you, and I believe what your word says. Your word says that by his stripes I'm healed. I receive that in the name of Jesus, that my hearing is received. It is completely at 100%. And I command these ears to line up with the word of God right now. I command the demons to leave it alone and go from me right now. In Jesus' name, I declare that by his stripes, Michael Harry is healed. in Jesus' name, not tomorrow, right now, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that it is already done in the name of Jesus. And I praise you and I thank you that I have better hearing than an eagle in Jesus' name. And I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, anybody else want to pray for their healing? Y'all believe it with me? I declare that everybody here believes it with me. In Jesus' name. Okay. Anybody else want? I declare financial breakthroughs for everybody that needs it in this fellowship right here. In Jesus' name, those that are listening. And I thank you, Lord, that it is not coming. It's already here. In Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father. We're going to do like David did. In the mailbox tomorrow, there's going to be money that we need. In Jesus' name. Or it's going to end up in my billfold. In Jesus, like you have done so many times before, Lord. And I praise you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Anybody else? Okay, Julie.
Okay, well, praise God. Father, I thank you, Lord, that I do believe with all my brothers and sisters. I believe in the power of your word. I believe that it's ours. I believe we can say anything in agreement with your word, and it will be done for us by our Father who is in heaven. You said that it was your good pleasure, Father, to give us the kingdom. That was what Jesus spoke. It's your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And we know that we have every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What you get, died, and gave to us freely, Lord, we receive all the blessings, all the inheritance. And we're joint heirs with Christ Jesus because we believe that we are. And we thank you, Lord, that it's done now. We don't wait for these things. It's like whatever we need, we just ask our Father who owns everything. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all them that dwell therein. You can use any vessel you choose to for the provision. And you manifest the healing for us because Jesus said it is finished. He said it is finished then, so it's finished. And we thank you, Lord, that it's done. And we command every oppression of sickness, disease, any spiritual infirmities, any demonic manifestations, all the lying symptoms that are in my body, in anyone else's bodies, they have to go now in the name of Jesus because you have no legal rights. Jesus defeated Satan at the kingdom in the kingdom of darkness. He defeated him at the cross, and he gave us the authority in his name to cast demons out, and they obey us. We don't take no for an answer, and we don't stand there and argue, and we don't wait for it to happen. We just know that it's done, and we thank you, Lord, that it's done. The angels hearken unto the voice of your word, and we thank you, Lord, and we speak in agreement with your word that it's happening in the spirit realm. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, for the victory. You are the victory. You're our inheritance. You're our prize, Jesus. And we walk like you. We talk like you. We think like you. And we overcome just as you overcame. And so the blessings, the rewards, everything that you promised us, Lord, we receive it now. Everything we've asked for you in our prayer closets, Lord, we receive it now. And we thank you, Lord, for bringing down the deep state now. In Jesus' name, they are defeated now in Jesus' name. And everything that is they have planned, your plan that you gave them, trust the plan. We trust our God to bring forth your will and your plan to bring down the deep state, to make our Cyrus Trump completely successful in everything that you've given him to do as the President of the United States. And that he is protected, his family, his administration. We command it now that this demons, this move of faction and witchcraft that have been sent against his supporters is broken now in the name of Jesus, is broken off of them. We speak that they are repentant now in Jesus' name, that they are making amends now in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, that it's done. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, praise be to God. Go ahead, Missy.
Okay, Julie. You're lighting a fire under us. We just command and declare that the IRGC, Iranian military, are defeated, and now, and the all the leadership, the Muslim leadership, are put down now in the name of Jesus, and the crown prince or whoever it is that they want to put in there is put in there now in the name of Jesus. Declare that the people are free now from this Muslim tyranny in the name of Jesus, and that how your Holy Spirit is going across all the people and bringing an even greater revival than what's already going on in Jesus' name right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, Lord. And we declare that this Iranian war is over now. Thank you, Lord, for all the wisdom that you're giving President Trump to put this down now in the name of Jesus, and that this Russia and Ukraine war is done. It's over now in the name of Jesus. There's agreement, and I declare that that there's peace amongst them in the name of Jesus right now, and that the Ukrainian people are free from the tyranny of Zelensky and all his cronies in the name of Jesus now, and that I command pouring out of your spirit, Lord, across the Ukrainian people for a great revival now in the name of Jesus. And for Matt, as a matter of fact, I speak now and declare the pouring out of your spirit all across this earth for the revival that we've been waiting for. And we just praise you and we thank you, Father, that it is done now. The man child is anointed now in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, for doing all these things, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just praise you and we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for putting it in the hearts of people, of your people all across this earth, to be praying for this revival now, and that the power of your spirit through our prayers is bringing about the outpouring of your spirit now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, and we praise you, Lord, that it is done now. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. I believe it. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Me too. I believe with you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Anyone else? Yeah, Joe, go ahead, brother.
Thank you, Father, for this time with my fellowship, my brothers and sisters. Thank you, Lord, for we believe, we declare, we understand your word, Lord. You've spoken, Lord, when you said, Lord, we are healed now. It's already in the past, Lord. It's already gone. It's already been done for us, Lord. Thank you for my feet. Thank you for my eyes. Thank you for agreeing to your prayer. Thank you for being, Father God, true to your word, your faithful that promise. We stand on it to be believing it's already done now. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Amen. Lord, I believe, I thank you, Lord, that the prayers that I have prayed for the salvation of my family has already started, and they're coming in, and I praise you for it. And I thank you, Lord, that every one of them is going to be here with me in Jesus' name at some point in time. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Julie.
Amen. We praise you, Lord. We thank you and we give you highest praises. Lord, your word says that when you pray, you believe you receive and you shall have it. And those who believe, they enter into the rest. So, Father, I thank you, Lord. We don't have to keep repeating ourselves. We're just going to rejoice in you. and give you highest praises for these things, for everything that we've prayed for, Lord, in our in this group tonight, and everything that we've commanded forth, that the angels are doing it, they're on it, and we can just rest in you and rejoice in our salvation, rejoice in these things, that rejoice in the victory, and let the high praises of high praises of God be in our mouths, Lord, and day and night, that the Lord shall be praised day and night, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same. The name of the Lord shall be praised. And we thank you, God, for who you are, Lord. We lift you up and exalt the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's no one greater. There's nobody greater. Nobody, nobody, nobody greater. I can't do it like Judy, so I'm not even going to try. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I'm going to pray these five prayers we prayed earlier over all of us. I believe God's word over all of our lives right now, in Jesus' name, and we receive everything that Jesus purchased for us in the name of Jesus. And I command every force of darkness to leave our presence now in Jesus' name. And I declare the goodness of God over all of our families, our health, our finances, and our future in the name of Jesus. And we walk in breakthrough now. Not someday, but right now in Jesus' mighty name. And I praise you, Father, that all of these prayers that we prayed tonight are already being answered, even as we are here in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Everybody believe that? I do. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. He's an awesome God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, all right, we're kind of down to the last minute. Has anybody got anything they'd like to share before we close out? Did anybody like this? I loved it. I don't know about y'all, but every time I read it, I get fired up. So I'm gonna keep reading it every day. How many of you want to walk in it? Yes, if you want to walk in it, read it every day until you get it in your spirit. Once you get it in your spirit, you'll be doing it. You'll be doing it. Praise be to God. Well, folks, we enjoyed being acting, not acting, but doing what God wants us to do. And we thank you, Lord, that tonight's is going to be the start of something awesome in this fellowship and those that are listening. In Jesus' name. Good night, y'all. See you later.